Jim, when we left off towards the end of your Hastira. And then, when the Dorin began, so he first learned Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Hilchas Yom Kippurim. So it's been a long time. I don't remember exactly where he left off, but towards the end, and probably be learning a few simonim a second time, but that doesn't matter. So we're starting again, Simen Kuf Yud, in Hilchas Tira. Hayeti l'derech u'pealim ma yispalelu v'seifer tilas ha'derech u'beis ha'melech. B'shas ha'tchak, kigein shehu b'derech, oy shoyoimi b'mokim shu told, v'yore shi'afsiku, oy shaliyuchal l'yispalel b'chavono, tfilo ha'rucho, מספלל אחדים ראשיינס הבינינו ואם יאחרו גימו אחרינס וצורך לאמרו מיומת וכשיגיע לבייסה עם צורך להספלל את לעזר להספלל ונספלל הבינינו בני סקשומים ולא בימי מצוי שבס ויון. Now, let's say Mishnah, Gemara, discusses it at great length. There are two tefillas ksaras that a person is to say b'shas hadchak, but there are two kinds of shas hadchak. One is havineinu. Havineinu is in lieu of revealed fear. It has all the dimin of it fear. What is havineinu? Havineinu is preceded now. A regular shemesre is really yutes broches, but one broche was added by Shmuel HaKotn. But originally there were only 18 brachas. A regular shmnesre that we know, so consists of three elements. And from the Rambam it's mashma that the three elements are midraisa, while the loshen is not midraisa. Everybody can be mispal in his own loshen, but it has to consist midraisa of three elements. Gimu brachas reshenes, that's shvach. And then the Gimel Brachas Achreine is that's Hidoye. And the 12 or 13 in the middle, that's Bakosh Esor. So in other words, there are three essential elements in it, Tefillah Midraisa. Shvach, Bakosh Esor, Chov, and Hidoye. Now, B'shas HaTchak, B'mokim Tiode, where we cannot be mispalel a regular Shmoneh Esre. So then, the Chachomim of Misakei, a tefillah ktzora that is in place of a shmnes. So in other words, so he has to say, but since midraise, a tefillah consists of three elements, shvach, bakosh, soch, of idoye, so here too, first he has to say, gimu brachas reshens. There is no substitute for that. And at the end he has to say, gimu brachas achens. There is no substitute for that either. But in the middle, instead of saying 13 broches, he says one long broche that epitomizes all the bakoshes sorchov of the 13 broches. That's a melee, if suppose he davened shachris avinei, because he was told, for whatever reason. Then he comes home, it steals man tefillah. He's able to daven regular shnes, he shouldn't, because Havineinu has a din of irregularness. He was eight already. He cannot daven again unless b'tiras nidove. All right, but without nidove, he cannot daven again. Now, since Havineinu is in lieu of regularness, so Meile Chachomim said he cannot say it mitzoy Shabbos from Ayriv or mitzoy Yom. Because he's mechuyef neregla shmnesre to say atochen antonu, havineinu does not epitomize atochen antonu. Mimele, he cannot say it b'meisak shomim either. Meisak shomim means after we start saying Saint Almoto. So he cannot say it because it has to epitomize all the bakoshe soho. It does not epitomize the Talmoto. So Memele, he cannot say it, Misak Shomim, let me say Shabbat beyond. Then there is another Tfilok Tzoro that the Mechaba discusses in Sibgin. Now Sibbeis. Ha-Pealim she'isim lochei tzobo abayis, imen in eisim lehem schar, chutz mishidosar. Suppose that the whole salary that the workers get are the meals, and there is nothing else that he gives them. Some mele, they have to daven a regular shnesa. And we cannot say bitul melechas balabais, hefset momen balabais, because the balabais really has a good bargain with the payalim. They don't get any salary over and above the meals. Some mele, there is a presumption, there's an umdene, that he's not makfit. If he's not makfit, it's not shayach to say we should be mibateya and the regular tefillah because of heftabal abayis. He doesn't care, why should we care for him? Some mele, da mechuyev to davne, regular shmnes. Hapeyalim sheisim milocho. It's about abayis, imeneisim lem schah, chutz mishidoson, mispaulim yitches. אבל אם ידנו לפני הטבע, ונעשים כפיהם, ואם נעשים להם שכר, but suppose he gives them a salary, a regular salary, so then we say, he is not fit. So then it's like, ישעס הצירך, that he has a hardship situation, so then they can be יצב אבנים. ואידן, מספר אבנים, ואידנו עם דרך להקריב בכך. ומסתום העדיית דהוכה מזכיר נעיסון שיספר לו ידי חיבוסם. ההלך במקן, now, in סיב גימו, them אחד המנשנס דאדה תפילה פצור, which is not in lieu of it fear. That's only in a very, very hard, big hardship situation. ההלך במקן דו חיו וליסטים, so then he could not even say Avneinu, because Avneinu requires Gimur Rishen, Gimur Lifoner, and Gimur Achreo. So then the Chachom Yom Nisake in just one tefillah. But that tefillah is a special tefillah. It's not in lieu of the Shmnes. V'nitzorach lo Gimur Rishen Elohim Achreinis, v'nispar lo Yisei B'derach, kishum Alech. V'im ein Yochel, v'im Yochel Amid, Amid Yoshagi al Yishuv. But since it's not in lieu of Shmnes Re, so when the hardship situation passes by, so then he's not here to daven at Erev Shmnes. Or she yagi al yishis ka adaitach is mispar plus it chayas brochas. When he chozal li ispar had look li shochal li ispar legamre, pich in his burial. Ha now the mitzvah of Tulas Adarach. Ha yei tzil li derach ispar li rost mnach al shonokinot avisenu, hachinu li shalom, and so on. Vitzorach vayim rabbi loshen rabbi. Not the Lashon Yochid. All tefillahs are the Lashon Rabbi. Not the Lashon Yochid. The Lashon Yochid is only when he mentions his special bakoshe for a chile. But the tefillahs that every Jew is mechuyev. So he has, everybody has to say the Lashon Rabbi. Alright. V'tzorich le'im bo v'Lashon Rabbi. V'imefshah yamid n'leilach yishem reno. V'imo yorechei v'imtzorich le'im. V'imtzorich le'im alei yisar epam achas v'yein. Suppose he walks on a journey, I mean, we are dealing with someone who is a pedestrian. Not yet, like today, I mean, go by plane, by boat. So he's a pedestrian. So then, he says it only once. Ela pamachas v'yeim, afilin yonua v'yeim v'em tzayim. Avon daite lolun b'yir. V'hakach nimlach v'yeis yotzmen ala v'chutzolo. In other words, he cannot say, he passes by many roads. So he cannot say every time he passes by, he passes over a new road again, because there is no risk, additional risk is the same risk that continues throughout the journey. But if he stays in an inn, and then in the morning he can proceed, so then it's a new risk and a new journey. So Memele, he has to say it again. Haram Rutenberg is a Yitzel Dead, a Baker, or Yahim Roy, your hosting, the Smith Holy Birkas again, or Hasod. It should be Brocha, Hasmucha, Havata, because it doesn't start with Bo. Vitia Brocha, Hasmucha, the Havata. Emele is so Achash Housing Bedach. The Emele Imran can Yishlu Lilich Pars. אבל פוחס מפרסו לא יחתה לברוך, הוא חתחיל יאים אריסו לפרסו ראשינו. ואם שוכח מלאים רואים אריסו כל זמן שהוא בדרך, ובלבד שלהגיע תכפר שהסמוך על עיר שראי צללם בו. But he can say it, לכתחיל he should say it at the very beginning of the journey, the first pass. But if he didn't, for whatever reason, so he can say it until the last parcel. If it's already הגיע within the last parcel, so then it means that the risk is already over. So ממילא, he cannot say it. ואם הגיע את הפרסו הסמוך על עיר שריטובו, ומשום ואירך אימר איסו בלי ברוך. But when somebody goes by plane, suppose he forgets or he falls asleep and then he wakes up when the plane is going down already. So I think that even if it's within a castle, but since the going up and the going down, that's the main risk in a flight. So Mimele, he can say it even if it is still passed. הנכנס לביס המדרש, הספר ירוס ומפנח על שם הלכים לקדוסינו, שרק כושר בדבר הלוכה, וביציאוס יהיה עם המדרן ופנח על שם הלכאי, ששם תוך הלכי מייש וביס המדרון. left off left down at Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Din Smichas Gula Litvila Tzorech Lismir Gula Litvila So the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Brachas First the Gemara mentions a Moshel that that Melech, somebody came to the palace of the Melech, so and he knocks at the door of the palace, so then the Melech is ready to meet him. But if at the time he knocks at the door, he keeps on showering phrases before he even enters, so then the Melech will not come to meet him. There's the Moshe. And then the Gemara also mentions and then the Gemara also mentions Yamcha Hashem b'Yim Tzoro, and then next to it is mentioned the pasuk Yil Rotzim Rifi Vegin Li Yisrael Sach. Alright, now so Tzorich Lismer Gula Yitzir V'lo Yapsik B'neim, and there shouldn't be any hepsik Afil Gom Minach Agor Yisrael. The question is, when the Chazan says Gol Yisrael, should it see the answer? I mean, so there's an Achleik Roshenim. Some say he should answer, that's not a hepsik, because that's the aloha, that after the Baruch, you have to answer on it. And some Roshenim say, no, here we shouldn't answer on it. V'loi b'shum posik, chutz ma d'shem sosai tiftoch, because that the Gemara says, is kitfila arichtet on it. V'yei shen rin b'da, the Arishenim Achelik, and will say that Omen is not a hepsik. V'yishenim shemutalan is Omen al Gor Yisroel. V'chinyan. No, the meaning is the Shliach Tzibur, so when he says everything became wrong, so he lowers the pitch. I mean, by the time when he concludes, he says it almost in a whisper. So what's the purpose of existing whisper? So if some, because the Machlekes Rishenim, some like to be naik like the Rishenim to answer on it, and some like to be naik like the Rishenim who don't answer on it. Some Meile, if he says it almost in whisper, so the one who wants to answer on it will listen attentively and will hear it. The one who doesn't want to answer on it will not listen attentively and will not hear it. That's the reason as to why this minik developed of the Shliach Tzibur saying it with a very low pitch. But Ramo paskens that we should answer on. V'yei she'im rim ho di tzorich lismer gul litvilo ha'nedavke b'cheil. Se avol b'yontef, avol b'shabes in tzorich. So the Agur Soshche says that on Shabbos there is no din of smichus gul litvilo. Why? The time, because the Gemara mentions two times. One is the most that Moshel applies to Shabbos also. The other time is because Yamcha Hashem B'Yitzor. Pirush the time of the Binyan Mismagul Yitzilo to receive Yamcha Hashem B'Yitzor V'Somech Le'yir L'Rotzin Im Refi Yir Rotzin Fri V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V'V The Shabbos loves Mansor. But Shabbos not. But even that Rosh Hashanah is made it, and Yom Tov, there is a chiyuv to be seen in Golitzur. Moneshech, if Shabbos not, because it's not a Yom Tov, so Yom Tov is not a Yom Tov either. So Amo explains it, she says, because Yom Tov happened to be in Yadin, Pesach, and Sukkot, and Shavuos. So there is an element of Tov, because there is, it's Yom Adin, but Shabbos is not Yom Adin, so there is no element of Tov. Shem Adin ki tam Mishne Peis Perkam de Rosh Shono be Pesach Atvur u b'chag u b'atseres al Oilon and then in Sukkot al Amayim. So every Yom Tov is Yom Adin. V'teiv l'achmir im loy b'mokim shetzorech l'kach hachazon ki shemaschir ידי חבוסי בקירום חייזה ואימיה עד השם סוסייטיף לך ויעד לסחר. So the amen achinim say that he should say בלחש, not בקירום. But the שלו and the girl go say, on the contrary, if it is part of the תפילה, כי תפילה עריך תדמי, and the whole תפילה is בקירום, so עד השם סוסייטיף לך, should also be said בקירום. Not Belachash, not the way the Magnavorum says that Adishem Svesai Tiftoch, we say Belachash. And then the Shlo also says, and there's a Shita of the Kor, that not only does the Chazan have to say Bekel Rom Adishem Svesai Tiftoch, but he also even has to say Yil Rotsim Lefi Begin Libi Lifanech. Some say no, because he says the Kavi Sholem, and it is Kabbal to listen. So that's in lieu of Yil Rotsim Lefi. But the Shlo and the Goyen hold that the Chazan has to say Yil Rotsim Lefi Begim Lefanech also. Im actually call it Trishme, Motso Tzibo Mispalilin, Lo Yispalilin Moem Alakir et Trishme, Vahakin Yispalil, the Mismach Gula Litvil Odif. Suppose there is a situation. He comes into shul late, and then when he comes into shul, so the tzibur is already up to Shminesh, but he didn't say the brachas of Krishna. So what should he do? Should he start Shminesh, and then after Shminesh, he will say the brachas of Krishna, so he will not be Mikayim the Kirma Mitzvah of Mismach Mula Litfila, because Mismach Mula Litfila means that first we should say the brachas of Krishme, the Krishme and the Shmesre, but he'll be have a Kirma of Tila Bitsibo. So what is Deichem which? What is takes precedence of a which? Does Tila Bitsibo take precedence of a Mismichus Gula Litfila, or Smichus Gula Litfila takes precedence over so the Mechaba pastens that there is a difference between the morning and Ma'ariv. There is a mitzvah of Smichus Gilul Yitzhilo and Ma'ariv also, but any day may the Smichus Gilul Yitzhilo in the morning to the Smichus Gilul Yitzhilo at Ma'ariv. We see at Ma'ariv, we see Kaddish. So there are certain mistakes. All right, it's not it's a hefsek of mitzvah, but there are certain mitzvahs. But in the morning, we don't say Kaddish. So why? Because Ika Gula was B'yei. So Memele, the Smichas Gula Yitzvila in the morning is more important than the Smichas Gula Yitzvila in the evening. So when there is a conflict between Tvila B'tzibo and Smichas Gula Yitzvila, and the question is, what takes precedence over which? So then we say, the Smichas Gilul Litfilo of the morning of Shachris takes precedence over Tfilo Bitzibu. But the Smichas Gilul Litfilo of the evening, since Ika Gula was not the Lailo, so Tfilo Bitzibu takes precedence over Smichas Gilul Litfilo. That's why, so here, Ligabe morning, he says, Imashoi call it Krishna, Motsa Tibum is powering, Luis powering, Moemelekir, Krishna, how can he spell it? The Mismagulo is philodic. Because in the morning, so Smichas Gilu is philo, takes precedence over Tzvur B'Tzibur. But in Simen Reish Lamed Vod, the Gabi Meir of the Paskins, if somebody comes into the shul and the Tzibur is about to start from Esre, so he should also start from Esre, and then he will say the Brachas of Kish. In a few days, Shalei Lahatzik, Lei B'Shalish Rishenis, Lei B'Shalish Achayis. We're not allowed to be mafsig, to say anything over and above what the Chachamim are misakim in the Gimel Rishenis and the Gimel Achayis. In the middle, in the Epakoshe Soch, hopefully he can ask, in Rifreinu he can ask for Rifure, he can ask for Panose in every Bocha that is adapted to it. But in the Gimel Rishenis and Gimel Achrenes, one is not allowed to ask for anything, or to say put in any addition. Al Yisrael Adam Tzorch of Gimel Rishenis and Gimel Achrenes. The Dafke Tzorch Yochid, Avo Tzorch Yitzibur Shor. That's why we say in Aser Hashem Yitzhuve, we say, Ezochenu Lechaim Michomeicho. It was not put in by Chazal, by the Geinim, because in the Gimel Rishenis and Gimel Achrenes, Tzorch Rabim we can put in, but not Tzorch Yochid. Ein Leina Piyutim Vilei Krevetz, Desamachlekes Rishenim. The sheet of Maram Rutenberg and Rabbi Nissim Chayiz, that we're not allowed to say Payet. So then the Ramor just says, what's the origin of Krevetz? It's a strange word. So he says, V'yishem Reim Shuru HaShetevis Keil Rino V'yishua Be'oli Tzadik. Alright, it's an abbreviation. So, of Keil Rino V'yishua Be'oli Tzadik. Bitfil. Anyway, the Mechaba Paskins, like Rabbi Maram Rutenberg and Rabbi Simche, it's also to say Payet. V'yibar Ramo Paskins, that is Muta. V'yish Matirin Hoyu V'tzorchi Rabbinim. V'chim Riyagim B'chol Mokim Le'yamom. And not B'chol Mokim. In certain places we don't say Payet. P'simen Kuf Yud Gimel. Din La'akriyes B'yutches Brachas. Eilu Brachas, there are certain Brachas that Chachom Yom Misakim, that the Mispalel should make a bow. Which Brachas? So Oves, the first Bracha, at the beginning of the bracha, it says Baruch Ata, and Et Hidoi. So also he has to make a bow. Eilu bracha sheseichim b'hem b'oves tchila v'seif, uvidoi tchila v'seif. In other words, when he starts Baruch Ata, he makes a bow, and then at the end, the conclusion of the bracha, he makes a bow. V'im bo lischeis B'seif kol broche, oi b'tchol oso. If he wants to make a bow in the end of the broche, another broche, not the obvious and the doi, or at the beginning of the broche, melamden eiso, so we tell him shalo yishre, because then it looks that he's bein adom el atzmei, he's eicha takonis chazar. In other words, Chazal Yom Misakim, just the Brocha of Oves and Idoi, and he introduces changes. So we tell him not to do it. Avol Ben Tzioson, since there is no Chiyuv to make a bow in the middle of the Brocha of any Brocha, so it doesn't look like a change, like a reform. Avol Ben Tzioson, Yochel Lishchus. Haneyagim Lishchus Bereish Hashonavim Akipurim, Tishayimrim Zochreinu, nothing wrong with that. That's not at the beginning of the bracha, and it's not at the end of the bracha. So, but tzrichen liskei kishemagin liseif habracha. But when he comes to the end of the bracha, when he ends, then he has to be zeik. He has to assume an erect position. V'yachal gav di be'oves gireya b'seif ha'broche mikol mokei. So why does he have to be zekei at the end of Zachreinu? מכל מוקים צורך ליסקית מיד בסעיד רחינו, כי שנראה שחיזה וקריאה משם חיוב. Because if he's not going to assume an erect position at the end of Zachinu Lechaim, he'll remain in a bowing position at the end of the bracha, so then it will not appear that he's making a bow because after Konos Chazal, he's making a bow because of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, his own bow. So that's why he has to assume an erect position and then make again a bow, so it will be apparent that he's making the bow in conformity to Hakonas Chazal. Hakirea b'vachol kimo v'necho tishtachave oi v'loch l'chol levatcha nachmedim oi b'ide d'halayo u'birkes ha-mozeim harei ze migune she'en l'chreya ela b'mokim she'tikno chachon. But to daven Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in a bound position, that there is a good reason. But when it's not for a good reason, just to his own ideas, so he's megune. Hamispalel tzorech sheyichra ashe yispakeku kol chol yeshe b'shedra v'lo yichra b'em tzamosno v'rei sheyish hazoku ela gam rei sheyokuf karg v'lo yischre kol kach ashe yeh piv כנגד חגוי של מכנסיים. He shouldn't bow too much, but and he has to bow in a certain way. But suppose it's hard for him, he's an elderly person, or he's a weak person, so then בימוזוקין החילה וניוכל לישחיז השפקת כיבן שהירקין, so then even just a symbolic bow is enough if it's hard for him. כיבן שהירקין רי שידאי מאחר שניקה שהוא חופץ לחייה אלא שמצאי רצו כשהוא קריאה ייחה במהירות בפעם אחס וכשהוא זייקי וזייקי בנחס רי שהתחילו רק עם גופי של איתי אורף כמסה כשקריאה קריאה בבורך. So he says בורך הנתו למיני ולסמילי, and then before he says the שם he has to assume an erect position וכשהוא זייקי וזייקי בשם המספלל הוא בו כנגדי אודם ויש לו תמונס הדריכובים ביודי והגיע למוקים ששיחם בי לא ישחה אף על פי שלי והשמיים. In other words, suppose he davens and then a priest with a cross on his shoulders passes him by, so even though he would be making a bow because he has to make the bow, but in this case he's not allowed to make the bow. It's a serious matter. In other words, because of Marasayim, Marasayim of Averizor. There is an Issa of Marasayim of Orisorim, but there is a special Issa of Marasayim Averizor. Over and above the general Issa, the Issa Nikim, the Shem Yisrael, that's an Issa that the Gavre should not act in such a way that people will suspect him of not behaving properly. But in a hardship situation, so the Taz and the Shach in Bosa Becholov, the beginning of the Cholov says we can overlook with the union of Marasai. In other words, suppose somebody drives on the road and then he has to call up his home because they might be upset, and he has no other way of calling except of entering a non-kosher restaurant, he's allowed. Because the Issa of Issa Nikim is not an Issa. Each specific act is a Ma'isa there. In general, a person has to act in a way that people shouldn't suspect him of wrong behavior. But if under certain circumstances he has to enter a treifa restaurant, so he's not even an Issa. Mashinkin of Marasayim of Abrizor is a special Issa. And even in a hardship situation, one is not allowed to act in such a way that it will appear that he's in Abrizor has Visholem. There is one Shittes Rishenim that Sidney Yor Valyave. All right. Machlekes Rishenim. So, but in any other circumstance, short of Pikuach Nefesh, there is no heter to act in a way that it will appear that he is made of Avodah Zarah. It's a very serious aveira. So Mele, if he's davening, and then a priest with a big cross passes by, so Mele, so he shouldn't be Sheikha, even though he's Sheikha for the Shemeshre. But what will people say? That he's Sheikha to the cross, not to the priest, but to the cross. So Mele, it's an Indian, it's a very serious aveira. אין להיסי פלטורף של הקודש ברוך הוא יסי המועקיר הגודל הגיבה והנאיר ודווקא בתפילה מפני שאין לישן להיס ממדוי השטוב וחכומי אבל בתכנון עם מוי בקושס ושבוכים שמראי שעוד המאים הם עצמי לסלם בו ומכל מוקים נוכן מי שירצה להאריך בשבוכי המוקים שיהיה מהיסי בפסוקים נאמן שזה מחלג עשרה שנים ובה יציאור ויעבר so some of them say it's Yahweh Yahweh But other Rishonim say it's not Yahweh Yahweh, but still we find in the story of Hannah Vishiva Ben Oro, so the youngest one, so the tyrant whispered into the ear of the youngest child that he'll drop a ring on the floor and he should bow down to pick up the ring. And of course, a child, so to pick up a ring is an important thing. So he refused because of the marasayim of Avodah Zarah. So that was inculcated in the hearts and the minds of the Jewish children. They didn't ask Shaila. Today, people ask Shailas. And they're trying to look for Heter. But that child, the youngest one of Chana Yishev Ben Oro, he didn't ask for a Shaila. Why? Because when it's an Inyan of Kiddush Hashem, you don't ask Shailas. You have to act intuitively. We left off last time in Yudal. Din Haskola Ruach Bidresen Bidal. Maschil Lema Bibroche Shmio, the second broche, it's called Birkas Gvois. Mashi Beruach Meir Dagesh. When do we have to start saying it? Bitzuras Musab Shel Yom Tepachrein Shel Chag. Actually, the Gemara says that we should start saying it in the beginning of Shmi Atzeres, at night. But because the Chalasuke is in the Dina Ramai. But why do we start saying it in Tfilas Musaf? Because until Tfilas Musaf, not everybody is in the Bishakneses. So we start saying it בתפילת מוסף של יום תפאחן שמינה צרף של חג ועם פסקין until when התפילת מוסף של יום תפורישן של פסח So we have to stop saying מה שברוח the מוסף of the first day פסח עושה להזכיר הגשם עד שיחריז השליח ציבו In other words we have to wait until the Shliach Tzibur says Mashi Beruach. So Mele, then it would follow that when the Tzibur davens Shmineh Esre Musaf, the Tfilat Musaf, Shmineh Atzeres, they should not as yet say Mashi Beruach because the Shliach Tzibur has not mentioned Mashi Beruach. The Shliach Tzibur davens the Musaf Tfilat after the Tzibur davens. So the Ramo says, but So there's an eitzah. It doesn't make any difference how, whether the Shliach Tzibur mentions Mashi Beruach in the Shmesre or the Gabai. The Shamesh or anybody the Tzibur announces Mashi Beruach Mered Hagesh. So that's the way we do it. In other words, in order to accommodate the whole Tzibur, they should be able to say Mashi Beruach, so the Gabai announces Mashi Beruach. V'yesh emim shekidin shemaschil Musaf maschri machriz ha-shamesh Mashi Beruach miyad ha-geshem. Kidei sheha-tzibo yaskir ha-bitfilosom v'chei ne-yagi. Hilkach. So as long as the Gabai announces it, or the Shliach Tzibo says it, So then everybody who davens after that moment, even if he davens via chiddush at home, has to say mashbuach. Hilkach afimu chele o yonus lo yagdim tilose litzuas atzibo litishoso lahaskir acheyimar shliach tzibo. In other words, if somebody davens at home, so he should not daven musaf until he knows that the tzibo has already davened musaf. And the mele was said mashbuach. אבל אם ידע שאיך יש לי יחציבו אף על פי שהוא לא ישמע מסקר, he doesn't have to hear it. ומתם זה הבוא לביס הכנסת והציבו ישחילו להספלל יספלל ביסקר אף על פי שהוא לא ישמע יש לי יחציבו. Now Mr. Brewer is a Sophic, you know, in many shoes you have 2 million, we have an early million and we have a second million. So suppose somebody davens at home, somebody's home, let's say, Dabbins at home at 9:30. So in the early minyan, in the shul, they already said Mashavuach. But in the second minyan, they didn't say Mashavuach. Can he say Mashavuach? So there's something. I suppose it all depends. If he's the kind of a person who usually dabbins with the early minyan, but for some reason, Dish Naseres, he didn't go to shul, so Mele, he's Nigra after the first minyan. But if he's the kind of a person who usually davens to the second minyan, some mele he couldn't say mashivoruah. Im oma mashivoruah b'meisachamo, o lo yomru b'meisachshomim im azlirenif. Why? Because ruches and tal are not netzach. There is very rarely, I mean not very rarely, never a problem with the shortage of Ruach or Tal. The problem sometimes arises when there is a shortage of rain. So Mele, Im Oma Mashi Boruah B'Meisachamo, O Lo Yomu Meisach Shomim Az Lirenis. V'chein B'Tal, Im Iskir B'Meisach Shomim, O Lo Iskir B'Meisachamo, Im Az Lirenis. V'Onu B'Nei Ashkenaz, O B'Nei Svaad, Aneik, the B'Meisachamo, they say, Mashi Boruah Meirad Atal. Or just Meirad Atal. But Bnei Ashkenaz never mentioned Tal. The only Bnei Ashkenaz lo maskirin Tal lo b'mei sachamo v'lo b'mei sachshamo. Rak imrim mei sachamo v'rav lo ishiya michal kechai. Yei shemrim sheshliach tzibo peisik lahaskia b'tzulas musep yonte forishin shal pesach. Aber akol, so the Sfardim have no problem. Because the Gabbai can be machris merid atal, but Ashkenazim they don't say merid atal. So what should the Gabbai be machris? No mashivuach. There is no such achrozi. No mashivuach. So then there is. So what should we do? Yeshemrim sheshliach tzibo peisik lahaskia b'tfilas muset yom teforishin shel pesach. Aval akol maskirin, so then there is a chiddush rishonim, and the Ramos says chen yagim that the call by Ashkenazim, in view of the fact there is no achrozeh of tal, so mele the call has to say in the musaf dikeshmesre am pesach, has to say mashivuach, v'inam peskin ad minche sheshomu kvo mishliach tzibo. What shomu? By Ashkenazim, not shomu, because they don't say it at all. But shomu that he said the Shemoneh Esre without saying mashivoruah. But then there is another shita, no, he shouldn't mention mashivoruah. So no, to be yitzir chodes. Suppose somebody is in Ashkenaz, and in order to be yitzir chodes, what should he say? Should he say mashivoruah? So that's the psak of the Ramah. The Arba Sheinim will say no, he shouldn't say. So there is a way to be yitzir chodes that he should be neig like his Sfardi, dech nesre. In other words, when he davens musaf in Ashkenazi, who davens musaf pesach in Ashkenazi sheshul, even though he never says Meir Datal, but then he should say Mashiv Ruach Meir Datal, so then the Monash Shach will be eight. In Omam, but the Mina Be'elam is the way the Ramo Paskins, that the call is Maske Mashiv Ruach. In Omam Meir Dageshem B'meisachamo Marzir Neisi. Suppose B'meisachamo, so he says Meir Dageshem, so he has to dab more again. B'chizel Reish Abroch. There is a machlekes rishen. The Rambam, the Mechaber Paskins like the rishenim, that he doesn't start from the beginning. Reish Abroche means the beginning of the Broche of Gurus, at Gibe. But the Rambam Shiti is, in view of the Aloche, that the first three Broches are considered like one Broche, so Meile, if he said, Meirid HaGeshem B'mei Sachamo, so he has to start from the beginning of Oves, not from the beginning of Gurus. And the Goyen is Machia like the Rambam. So it's in other words, but of course, Sofik Broches Lohoko, so the proper way is to be made like the Psak of the Mechaber, Psak Mechaber, and only to be Chizal Reisha Broche of Gurus, not the Reisha Broche of Oves. Vimsiyem HaBroche, but suppose even the Mechaber is made it. If you already concluded the Broche, then it's Chizal Reisha Tfil. ואפילו מוקים שצריכים גשם מסחמו, אם היסקיה גשם במקימטל, מרזיר נעשה. וכן, אם היסקיה גשם ביטל, נאמה מרזיר נעשה. במסעק שומעים, אם ליום המרד הגשם, מרזיר נעשה. In other words, במסעק שומעים, if he didn't say, מרד הגשם, so yes, that more again. ואני מילה שלו היסקטל, אבל אם היסקטל, Ein Marzir Nisi, because Tal is also a form of Geshem. Vamed vom Anurim she Marzir Nisi, that Kishloyam Bishakshomim, Mered HaGeshem, Haimei Kishesim Kol HaBroch. When he finished the whole Broche, V'Hisril Broche Shachrel, and you started already the Broche of Dushim, Vos Chizal Reish HaTfilei, אבל אם נזכה קדם שסיים הברוכה, יימה במוקים שנזכה. But suppose he reminds himself before he finished the ברוכה of voice, so he should mention מרד הגשם. ואפילו אם סיים הברוכה. Furthermore, suppose he finished the ברוכה of voice, but he hasn't started the ברוכה of דושס yet. ואפילו אם סיים הברוכה. ונזכה קדם שישראל את הקודש אין צורך להרזיר אלא אם היה משהו ברוח מרד הגשם ולא יחסים in other words because משהו ברוח מרד הגשם has to be mentioned in the Broche of Gurus so when is it in Broche of Gurus even after he finished the Broche but before he started the Broche of HaKodesh it's considered as Kore in the Broche of Gurus שלושה ברוכס הראשיינס שובי סקי אחס ובכל מוקים שטור בהם חיזל ריש בין שהוא יוחד בין שהוא ציבור Now, there is a lot of confusion in the סידורים whether to say משהו ברוח מרד הגושם or משהו ברוח מרד הגשם some סידורים you find גשם some סידורים you find גושם in the originally I remember 50 years ago In all the Sidurim it was mentioned Goshen. But then the latest Sidurim account of certain Sokim by certain Rabbonim, so it's mentioned Mashi Baruch Merid HaGeshem. What is the Torah? I mean, why say Goshen and why say Geshem? So it all depends. If Mashi Baruch Merid HaGeshem is an essential part of if he just has kore, so then we have to say mashivuach meirid hagoshem has kore. But if it's not just has kore, it is part of the gvuras. Meis hakshamim. In other words, we have to say mechal chaim chesed mechal meis berachma rabim sinechleif marifachelim matrasun matrasun. In other words, we mention a number of gvuras gvura items. So, b'meis hakshomim, there is an additional gvura item. So then we have to say, Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem. Now, the question is it Haskore Ba'alme, or it's part of the Tifes HaBroche? If it's part of the Tifes HaBroche, some Meile, we have to say Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem. But the teachers are broken, an extra gvure, the Mishak Shom. So then, if it's just a score, you have to say, Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem. It is something, an additional expression. So how is it? So I think there is a raya from Rabbi Yehuda in Broches. Now the halacha is, if somebody forgot to say, in the same book. So if he reminds himself before Gata Shemeya, he mentions it in Gata Shemeya. That's the law. Now, so the question is, does he do the same thing in Gata Mashi Baruch? Suppose in the middle of Nesre, he reminds himself he didn't say Mashi Baruch in the Baruch. Can he say it after Shmakalei? Rabbi Yehuda raises that question. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he couldn't. Why? So Rabbi Yehuda says, because when can he be masking a certain askore after Shmakaleinu if it is a askore of Bakoshe Soch? So in Shmakaleinu he can ask all kinds of Sochim, Vipuye Parnose, all kinds of Sochim. So Mele is the proper place to ask for Tamoto. Professor asks Tamoto. Mashiin Kei, Mashi Baruch, that's a score of Shvach, not of Bakoshi Soho. So, Katu Shemeya is not a place to mention a score of Shvach. Katu Shemeya is the place to mention a score of Bakoshi Soho. But, so if we say, that the halacha of Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem is b'tiras haskore, it's not part of the Tifes HaBroches. An extra gvura, like this we have a number of gvura items. The Chalk Chaim Chesed, Chaim Yisrach Rabim, Simach Nefer, Nefechil, Matasun, Kishnofo, and so we have Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem, an extra. So then, if it's part of the Tifes HaBroches, how can he be mashlimet in Katu Shemeya? Suppose somebody, Maseres Himichube, when he has to say, Amalech HaKodesh, he didn't say Amalech HaKodesh, he said Okei HaKodesh, and then he'll collect it in Katu Shemeya. He has no shayiches. He didn't say that it is a broche correctly. If it's an additional thing, ask for it, so he can be masquered in Katu Shemeya. So Rabbi Yehuda says no, because it's Shvach, but otherwise he could. But if it's part of the Tifes HaBroches, so it's like saying by Katu Shemeya, HaMelech HaKodesh. Wouldn't make sense. So it's a raya from Rabbi Yehuda that it's not part of the Tifes HaBroches. It's just an additional expression, askore. So Me'al P'dikduk, we should say, Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem. And in the original Sidurim, I remember there wasn't a single Siddur that had Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem, but later, so there are a number of Rabbonim who passed that we have to say Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem, so Meir the new Sidurim, many of the new Sidurim had Mashi Baruch Meir Dageshem. B'chol mokei, sh'onayim imchiza librocha sh'toh bo, hanimile sh'toh b'shegit, avu b'meizi to mischabein, chiza l'reish. B'meiz ha'chamoi mistapik in hiskir, מיר דגשם לי עד למדיין בחסקה שהזכיר הגשם בצורך לארצה ורוע דין לדידון די מזכירים טאות במיסה חמו אם נפסטפיק לי מומה מיר דגשם מיסה שומים כל המדיין חיזה בבדי עומה כמי שרוגיר ועל להזכיר לי טאו בלי גשם לאחר המדיין נחיזה אם בימרישן של פסח In der Bürger sagt der Gibe, hat mehr der Tal, das ist der Schwabe, hat mehr der Tal, samet vormen kineget, lamet jenem, scheimere, is egin vorm becholieb, nischam veilech, im in isilcher, im iskia geschem, hare becheska shal iskia geschem, ben isoch las. Bechein, nagbeis, it means 90 times, 20 days means 90 times. So, bechein, don, imela, ad mechal kochayim, לימא שבוח מלד הגשם שמסכים מסכשם ובכירים עוד בשמיני הצרס צדיק פרומי מאתו גיבי that's why the limit developed to dance and to sing to sing 90 times עד מלד הגשם ממסתפק הכן אם יזכיר או לא חזוק שיזכיר first time Friday סימן קוף תסוף טעם ביר כסת החנק לפני שמיסה עוד מהבימו היא הבינו והשיחר קובו בירקס התוכנן ריש למצויס שאם אין בינו אין צירו and so that we have by the ברוך הזה בקושי סוחו so the first בקושי סוחו that we ask הקודי בורכו is דאס because without דאס there is nothing פירוש בירקס רפאינו רפאינו עד ישם ונרופי בלושן הפוסקי רפאיני לוש יוחד רפאיני עד ישם ואי רופא and here we say רפאינו עד ישם ואיני רופא אף אגב דה הקוסף ליוחד סוד הלוחי זה הקוסף ליוחד אין מחם נעשר רבי ונראה דה איזה פוסק that is mentioned the Losh Yochid in the singular so you're not allowed to change it the Losh Rabim Hanemile Bizman Shem Yishabe in Likres Havol Kisheini in other words if his Kavone is to cite the Posi he has to cite it correctly but here the Kavone is Havol Kisheini is the Achpilo Ubakosho but it just happens that he uses certain words that he mentioned the Pasuk, so he can change. Aber der Schemer ist in der Achtfilo und Bakosha Mutter. Und mit Kolmo käme ihm immer am Mizmer Scholein, Osu li Shana Yismlo Shiyochi le Rabin, Ui li Efa. But that's only one expression. So if he says it there, Bakosha, it's okay. In Shana. But suppose he says it in Peter Tehle, for Chela. And then it's mentioned there, Biloshin Biloshin Rabin, and he wants to change it in order to adapt it to the needs of the situation. Then it's not allowed. If it's just an expression, all right, but the Kipikul you cannot change. Dinei Birkas Hashon. Birkas Hashonim Tzorech Leimabo Bimeis Akshonim Visein Tal Moto. Umaskilim, but there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bovel. And Chutzlo is because a Bovel is like Bovel. In Eretz Yisrael, we have to be maskia. We have to start mentioning Saint Talmoto on the 7th of Mahesh. But in Bovel, Chutzlo we have to start being maskia Talmoto Yim Shishi Litkuf Astish. So that is either December 4th or December 5th. So, umaschilin lishel moto bechutz loretz bitfilas avi shal yeim samach achat kufastish b'yeim hat kufo hu bichlal asamach. So, in other words, that the day when the kufa occurs is considered within the summer. Then, Uve'eretz Yisrael, in other words, suppose that Tkufa occurs in the middle of a certain day, of Tuesday. So then we start, Tuesday night, we start being maskia, the same Talmud. Uve'eretz Yisrael, maskilin lishel, mizlil zayim macheshven, vishelin, at Achilles Amincha shel Erev Yom Tov Rishon shel Pesach u'mishom v'eilech Peiskim Milish. Yichidim atzrichen limoto b'meisa chamo in she'ali meisei v'birkes Hashon. David Gemara says that even if a certain city, a big city like Nineveh was a big city, requires rain other seasons, so then not in the winter time, you know, ways. So then we still, they don't mention Talmoto at the time when they need rain. So, but they do need rain, let's say in spring, so then they should mention it in Shemi Atfilo like all other Bakoshes. Now there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between the Rosh and the other Rishayim. The Rosh says that only for one single city needs moto at other seasons. So then you can only mention it in Shemei Atfilo. But suppose a whole country, a whole medina, not a city, needs it, then you can mention it in Saint Brocha, I mean Saint Tamoto, in the Brocha, in Birkas Hashon. But the other Rishayim are chilik on the Rosh. So he says, first he says, that the Gemara says, there is no machlekes, but oy eretz achas kulo, kmo yisfas, kmo yisfora, bichlolo, oy ashkenaz, bichlolo, ki yechinim dami. Now it's not like the Rosh. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Abuev, he was disposed towards the shite of the Rosh, but since most Rishenim are chilik on the Rosh, and they say no difference between Nir Achas or whole country, so mele ilchatchile we don't rely on the Rosh shite. But so ilchatchile we pasken ki yichidim dome b'shemei atfilo miu im be'eretz achas kulo hatzrichin moto b'meisachamo to b'yochid b'shoar moto. But the Eved, if the whole country, let's say, like Germany, France, needs moto, let's say, in the summertime, the springtime, and then he already mentioned moto, the halacha is, if after Pesach you say tal moto, when you don't have to say, you have to dab over again. But in this case, where according to the Rosh, you should say lechatchile talmud, except lechatchile we don't pass on like the Rosh and not make a Rosh because most Rishonim are chilek. But the Eved, so he doesn't have to daven over again. But if he wants to daven over again, then he can do it with Teras Nidove. So halavai sheis paulo dem kolayi. Vishal miu in beres achas kulo. The story is mentioned by Rav Chaim Volozhiner, because in Russia, so it also he told that they needed motor in the summertime, and somebody once forgot to say to motor, so he asked the shayla of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner didn't want to pasken. So why didn't he want to pasken? Because of this halach. In the shul motor b'meisach shomim marzir neisei afal pi sheshul tal. Even though he mentioned Tal, but he didn't mention Moto in Birkas Hashanim, so then he asked them over again. Aval in Shoal Moto v'loi Tal, ein marzir nis. Im li Shoal Moto v'niska kedem shemei atfilo, ein marzir nis. V'sheil v'shemei atfilo. Because shemei atfilo, that's the broche where he can be maskil all bakoshes. So Aneinu, he also has to say in Shemei Atfilo before Kato Shemei. So we should say first Sein Talmoto Aneinu. So Yema Rashela, Talmoto, you should say first, and then Aneinu. Kidim Aneinu. Vim lo niska adachash, shem yatfilo, im lo yokaraglov, chizel berkes hashoni. Vim okaraglov, chizel reish atfilo. Vim ishlin tfilose, veini roge leima tachnuni macha tfilose. Not like we, because we say, lekai misir sheni mero. So, but if ishlin tfilose, veini roge leima tachnuni macha tfilose, afal pisha dain lo yokaraglov, ki akurim domen. Vim Niske achas hachosam shmeya tfilo kedem shehischel b'tzei. So even though he finished the broche, nira sheimer b'sein talmoto, because as long as the askor is mentioned in shmeya tfilo, even after the conclusion of the broche, so it's all right. V'hakach eimer b'tzei. Friday, Simon Kuf of Gimel. Gimel Akriz B'Simu Kuchos. Kirela U'Pisea Gimel Psiyes La'acho B'Kriachas. So when at the conclusion of the Shmesre, he has to bow and then he has to step back three times. Da'acha She'Posa Gimel Psiyes Be'ide Psiyes Be'ide Kirela still in the bowing position. Kedim Shiske before he assumes an erect position. Kishayimer is Yisholim Mivremov. He is upon a Fritzat Smeirei. So he turns his face to the left. Ukshayimer hu yas Yisholim Aleinu. He is upon a Fritzat Yimimei. Vahakein yishtach velipon of Kevin and Iftam Rabbi. Vinoa Guleima Hakein yirotzin shi yibon bisamigdosh. Kiatfilam kimadeide. Bilochem yibakshem amigdosh nuchal aseise lasis aveide mamish. Bimokim shekolu gimu psiris yamit. So, now it has read Mechaber as reference to the tzibo, not to the shliach tzibo himself. So the tzibo, each member of the tzibo, when they step back, so they has to remain standing there. He shouldn't go back to his original position until the chazan, the shliach tzibo, starts dushing. Uliyazalim kina sheyagia shliach tzibo likdushin. Ulipocheis, but suppose it's a little hard for him, so achiyaschil shliach tzibo is far bikoron. And if this is also hard, so then he can go back immediately. Vashliach tzibo yamit kidei hiluch, so that's in respect to the members of the tzibo. But the shliach tzibo himself, he has to go back to the omet before he starts the field with the rom, but he should stay a minute in the position where he assumed after he made three steps back. So how long should he stay? Long enough to traverse Dalet Ames. Vashliach tzibo yamit kidehilo Dalet Ames kidim shiazal kenil yispar with the rom. וכן יוחד המספר ימי במוקים שכלו פסעי סוף כי שיר זה קדם שיעזר עם קדמי. Suppose a יוחד דבנס at home, so it's the same thing. So when he steps back three steps, he should not go back immediately, but he should stay a minute. Enough time to traverse the Alamis. וכן יוחד המספר ימי במוקים שכלו פסעי סוף כי שיר זה קדם שיעזר עם קדמי. יוחד שמספר בציבור וסיים תפילוסי קדם שליח ציבור עושה להר זה פונות לציבור עד שיסיים שליח ציבור תפילוסי. If somebody finishes Nesre before everybody else, before the שליח ציבור, some male shouldn't turn his face backwards to look, because then he might distract the people. They are still in the midst of davening, and they'll see that he looks back, so they'll not have kavone. Kishipeseya eike regal smil tchio vishio psoseo lochol apochesu kidishiitin gidu vitzadokit uchatchile yapsi yapsi esgase shisem eze. Mishem reisit al gimutsire isa beyure. In other words, chachom no misake to step back three steps, but he should not be Macy. That's like diving. he wants to be super, super full. Gam shliach sino tzorach lipseya, jimu psiyis, ki nispao belachash. Uch shiaze atfilo, ikil hom in tzorach laarze lipseya jimu psiyis. Vim me ispao belachash, rak ikil hom, na de shliach tzibu, when he davens the second time, the shmineshra, ikil hom, so he doesn't have to step back three steps. But suppose he didn't daven etzel brachas. Let's say he came late to shul. Memele, he, and he is the shliach tzibur, so he started to daven the tefillah b'kilron before he had an opportunity to daven et brachas. So then, his tefillah b'kilron has two kiyumim. One kiyum of tefillah b'kilron as the shliach tzibur, and one kiyum of tefillah like the lachash, all right, even if he says it aloud, so he's still behind the mitzvah of tefillah b'lachash. So then he's mechuyev to step back on account of the tefillah b'lachash. Vim lo yispal b'lachash rab b'kil ram b'kil rom p'siya gimutzi yisachat v'losei sh'b'kil rom. Ki sh'yar ze sh'leach tzibar ha'tefillah yim adam kin adishem s'vosai tiftoch. The Mogavrom says, and that's strange, that the Shliach Tzibur, when he says that tefillah will be b'kil ron, he has to say Hashem Sosai Tiftoch, but Hashem Sosai Tiftoch he doesn't have to say b'kil ron. But many are chilek on him, the goyim is chilek, and the Pfata Minig is to say b'kil ron because kitfilah arich the dam, yes, so that also has to be b'kil ron. Aval in Eimia b'sefer tefillah yil rotzi. Why? Because he's going to say discover Tzolaisen. So that is in lieu of Yilrotzi. But the Shlo is Chelek and the Goyen is also Paskins like the Shlo. So the Fata Minig is the Shliach Tzibu should also say Yilrotzi in Kida Egin Yishlecha Lishem Tzolim Yal. We left off last time at Simen Kufra Dalet. Dina Noga Shliach Tzibur B'Yitches HaBoches V'Dina Niyason L'Achar Shesimu HaTzibur Tuloson Yarzer Shliach Tzibur HaTzula Shim Yish Mishem Yidea L'Yispalel Yechabin L'Mashu Eimea V'Yeitzibe Yitzor Chesi Sheyeitzibi T'Yash Tzibur Shliach Tzibur L'Chabin L'Chol Mashu Eimea Shliach Tzibur מראש ועצי בין מפסיק בין מסיח ופסיח ג'ין ופסיאס לאחור של אודם שמספר על עצמי. נעד חכום לו מסעקי, that after the whole ציבור דבן את שתי השנסחה, את תפילה בלחש, so then the שליח ציבור has to repeat the whole שנסחה, בקילון. Primarily, the primary reason is why the חכום לו מסעקי, שליח ציבור has to be חיזה בתפילה בקילון, is to be made to an inibok, either somebody can daven, so if he listens to every word and he answers something, it's yeitze the tefillah b'lachash. By listening and answering omein to every bocha v'shneshre, by the shliach tzibur b'kilron. But somebody who is iboki cannot be yeitze the tefillah b'lachash. But there's a chuvas rambam, in other words, because that was the primary reason, but Meile Chachomim or Misakin, even when there is no Inboki, the Shliach Tzibur is also Mechuyev to repeat the whole Shneshre B'Kilron. In other words, the fact is that there are two Shneshres. One Shneshre is the Tfilah B'Lachash, and that Shneshre one has to say, whether it happens at home or it happens in Shul, the Tzibur doesn't make any difference. And then there is a takone if he doesn't sing shul, so the shliach tzibur has to repeat b'kil rom, even though every member of the tzibur was already mikayim the tefillah b'lachash. There is another chiyuv to be yeitze the tefillah b'kil rom according to the Rambam. So it requires amide, all right, but Amoyer says it doesn't require amide. And from Mechaber, it's mashma that it doesn't pass like the Rambam. Because Mechaber only mentions here, in case somebody is any boki, then he has to stand. Implication being, somebody with a boki doesn't have to stand. So in other words, he passes like the Amoyer, that the tzibo is not mechuyev ba'amide when the ayetzer is the tzibo b'kirov. Shliach tzibo shem nichnas lebis haknesses u'motzo tzibo shehispayelu b'lachash v'hu tzorech la'amit lifnei ha'tebo le'alpea yeh lifnei ha'tebo mispayel b'kirom l'tzibo v'in tzorech la'azer o lispayel b'lachash. In a hardship situation, suppose the Shliach Tzibo, the one who regularly is the Shliach Tzibo, he came to shul, and the Tzibo is already, davened already the Tefillah B'Lachash, and now is the time for the Shliach Tzibo to daven the Tefillah B'Kirom. So in such a situation, he can be mikayim both mitzvahs with the Tefillah B'Kirom, because the Tefillah B'Kirom will be yetzei the Tefillah B'Lachash, even though, of course, normally he shouldn't say it loud, okay, but that's only the chatchile. So it will be yetzei the Tefillah B'Lachash, and then it will also be yetzei the Tefillah B'Kirom. B'chein imush asatchak, ken sheyorei sheyachos man ha-Tefillah, yuchal l'ispare miyad B'Kirom, ve'atzibo nispare me'mila b'mila b'lachash, that's what we call Hechidush. But the way the Ramon mentions it here is different than the way we are accustomed to do it. When we daven Hechidush, it's not the ideal thing, Hechidush. But suppose it's late and soon it is Shkia, so then is the proper thing to make Hechidush at Mincha. So the way we do it, it's not the way the Ramon mentions it here. The way we do it, so the tzibo doesn't say mila b'mila with the shliach tzibo, but the shliach tzibo. The tzibo waits until kedusha. After kedusha, then the tzibo starts the beginning of the shmoneh esrei. But the way the Ramon mentions it is different. In other words, the whole tzibo should start together the shliach tzibo, and mila b'mila. So why is it that we are not naik that way? Because the Ramo says v'teiv sheyir echod l'chol apoches sheyano omein achar ha-shliach tzibo. In other words, the reason as to why we don't do it the way the Ramo says, that the whole tzibo, when the chazan makes a yichidush, the whole tzibo should start with the chazan and say mila b'mula until after kedusha, because the better thing is that there should be at least one who will answer me. If everybody in the tzibo does it, so then there won't be one who will answer me until after kedusha. So that's why the minhag is that the tzibo waits till the shliach tzibo finishes kedusha, and then they start the shmoneh esre from the beginning. Kol sheyispalelu bat. This should only be done in a hardship situation. So then we can daven Hechidush. And the Primigodim says, but if it's not a question of being Eber Zman HaTfila, then we shouldn't make Hechidush. We should daven a full Shmesh. Now, the Primigodim says the same thing applies to Shachris also. In other words, if it's already Somuch to Dalet Choris Minayim, so then, even by Shachris, so the Shliach Tzibo should have Meir Chedusha. But in the Bir Aloch is Chilik and the Primigodim. And he says, by Shachris, we shouldn't do it, because even though it's already after our choice, but it's still before Chatzis Hayim. So Mimele, he should have a regular Shmnesre, even though the Shmnesre will be after our choice. Kol Shis Paralu, וכולם פקים בתפילו, אף על פי כן, ירא שליח ציבור וחיזה להספלל, כי לכאן תנס חכמים. That's it, תשובה סרמבה. In other words, even though, I mean today, everybody is a bokey, and those who are not pekim don't come to shul altogether. So the fact is that everybody who comes to shul is a bokey. Still, we are mechuyev to say b'kirom, the primary reason was to be meitzen a bokey. But agavur chet chachomim o misakim, that it has to be done anyway. And the Rambam in the Tshuva applies it to the Kiddush Friday night also, the same thing, that even the primary reason is why the Chachomim were manic, are that in shul you have to make Kiddush Friday night to be made see the Aniyim who ate in the shul. But today we don't have in the shul Aniyim. So the Ritva says, Inochname, it's called Bein Eli, is Bochel Vatole. But the Rambam, the Tshuva says the same thing that he says, Ligabi Tfilah B'Kel Rom, even though there is no one who can be Yeitze, everybody is Iboki, but it's a special takone that we have to say it anyway, so applies to Kiddush also. But in that, so there's Machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur, some Melech. There is a difference in Menhogim between Ashkenaz and Tzfat, whether to make Kiddush today, Friday night in the shul or not, because we don't have any Anim for whom the Kiddush is B'mokim Sure. But as far as the Tfilah B'Kel Rom, there is no Machlekes Rishonim. Everybody agrees that there is a Chiyuv to say. Only according to the Rambam, it requires Amida and everything. And according to the Rambam, it doesn't require Amida. So Korosh is Parel B'Kulam P'kim B'Tfilah, Afal P'kim Yeresh L'Chzibu, V'Chizal is Parel K'Likayim Takonis Chachom. ואם יש יחידים ביקור שמעריך לפילוסוף, אין לשליח ציבור להמתין עליהם, אפילו הוא יחשוב ראייה, וכן לא ימין בסכנסס, אין להמתין על עוד מחושב וגודל שעדיין ליבו. כשיש שליח ציבור חזר, התפילה, הכל יש להם לשתק, ולכוון לברוכס, שמבורך, החז נדן דודם אחד הדודן פסקל הגדרם וזכפרס עמידה, בוט, everybody is made it that we're not allowed to talk and we have to be mechadim to every bracha and to answer on it. The land is on it. We maintain mechadim to brachisov. Kore bliz brachisov lebatole. Lochim kol odom yasa atzmei kila in tezer losi. We mechadim to brachisov lebatole. We yeshem rim shekol om yamdu. Ki shechiz rashli yachci beratfile. Hagoyes menogim bodez the Rambam shita. על כל ברוכה שאדם שמע בכל מוקים, אימר ברוך הוא ברוך שמע. That's the shit על מחדה. ויאנו אומן אחר כל ברוכה, בין איסום שיוצאו ידי תפילו, בין איסום שלא יוצאו, ובכוונה, שיחבן ליבי אמסי הברוכה שבירך המבורך, ואני מיינים בזה. That's the פשט in אומן. לא יוסיח שיחה סכום בשעור ששליח ציבור חיזר התפילה, וימסוכו וימשוכו חייטי וגודל אביני נשאי וגיע רבי וילמד בין הפרטנים שיענו אומן כי מיד שעתיני כאין אומן יש לחלק למבוא לא יענו אומן חטופו דיינה כאילו אלף נקודו בחתם חיים שלו יחתי ואימי על האנס איסי קידים שישאי מבורך נלז בפור דה מבורך פיני של דברוך היא עובד יסן סבן וחיים לא יענו אומן כתופו דיינה שמחסה קריאס הנון ואין מציע בפרשת אין ניכרס, צ'ודן בי בלרד, גם לא יפסיק באמצע המילה, ולא יענו אומן יסיימו. What is אומן יסיימו? If he doesn't hear the ברוכה, but he knows that somebody is saying the ברוכה, but he doesn't hear it. דהיינו שהוא יחייב בברוכה אחס, ושליחציב מבורך, יסו בזה אין יסיימו, אף על פי שידע איזה ברוכה מבורך. השליחציב אומר, אחר שלישונו, לא יענו אומן, אך לא מדעה ואומן יסיימו. ויש מחמירים דאפילו, אין מחיר באיזה ברוכה. לא יענו אומן, אם נדע באיזה ברוכה כה יש לחציבו. דזה נאמה מיקר אומן יסיימו. In other words, any case where he doesn't hear the ברוכה, so it's an אומן יסיימו. לא יענו, לא יענתם אני אסומן, אלא מיד שכל הברוכה יענו אומן. ולא יענו אומן קצור, אלא ארוך הקצס, כדי שיוכל לימיה. In other words, it should take him such a time that within that time he could have said Kiyum Melech Nemon, because Omen really means Kiyum Melech Nemon. V'lo yara bo yisa medai l'vishin shlis ativa nishmas kishemarach yisa medai. V'im yish ksas mireinim shemarichim yisa medai in tzorech hamborech lamtin lehem. Mi sheshochach v'lo yoma yara bo yobay b'rish chedesh oi b'chili shalmeyet oi b'chol dovo שצורך לעזר בשבילי יחבין דדי וישמע משליח ציבור. כל יתחל ברוכס מריש ועצית, כאודם שמספר לעצמי, ולא יפסיק ולא יסיח, ופיסי הגימול Psiis, Lachir of the Chimishit for his power, Sheshochach, the Lohiskir, Athal Pishu, Bogish Lechimisi, all the Rishani mentioned that Allah. In other words, even though a Boki cannot be a Yitze with the Tfilikon, that means if he didn't dab, so, and he's a Boki, so he has to dab himself. But suppose he did dab, and the Shneskri is a Shneskri, except he's Mechuyot to dab over again because he forgot to see Alviyobi. So if you forget Alviyobi and Rishchidesh, it doesn't mean Shmnesra is no Shmnesra. It is Shmnesra. But he has to dab over again in order to fulfill his chiyuv of being maskia. Of being maskia, Alviyobi in the Shmnesra. So Mimele, since he already dabbed, even though he's a Boki, but he just has to dab in order to make the Askore Nishunesre, so it's not necessary that the Askore should be done. The Askore of Rishchidesh should take place in the Shunesre of Lachash. It can take place in the Shunesre of Kilrom too. And the Shunesre of Kilrom is also Misyachis Lol Tzibo. Because there is a Takonis Chachomi that if somebody doesn't ensure, then he's Mechuyev to be the time to Shunesres. It will be Lachash and it will be Kilrom. So when the chazan davened the tefillah Kilrom, it's not just his tefillah, it's the tefillah of the whole tzibur. So Mimele, he can fulfill his chiyuv of being master Yalvi Yikush Chedesh in the Shunesh of Kilrom. But suppose, in Aseret Shemitshuva, you have to say, HaMelech HaKodesh, he said HaKir HaKodesh, then he cannot be misakenet by listening to the Shunesh of Kilrom of the Shliach Tzibo, because if he said Hokila Kodi Hasas Mitzuba, that means he didn't daven. So if he didn't daven, he cannot be Yehi, he's a Boki, so he cannot be Yehi. It's only when it's a near of Askore. But if it's something that is in the Tefes Abroche, so that then he cannot do it. Im Bei Dod Mispal Siem Shliach Tzibo Broche, Pekilim Shikol Shani Yesom Pirev Hatzibo, Siem Zetulos Eini Moen Momen. ואפילו נשמע ברוך הכל, רק מה ששמע ציבור אין עומן, וידיע לי זה ברוך הכל יעני מהם, וכן בקד יש קדוש של ברוך הוא, הוא אין עומן לידביע כאלה יעיס המען ברוך. פרטים סימן קוף חפי. אין הציבור, אין רואים אם שליח ציבור נקדיש לך. נקדיש לך, בבינקס, Sfardim or Ashkenazim Nikadish Shimon doesn't make any difference. According to the Psak of the Mechaber, the Tzibur is not allowed to say Nagdishcho or Nikadish Shimcho, because Nikadish Shimcho is for the Shliach Tzibur. In other words, he tells them, he invites the Tzibur to say Gdusha. So when does the Gdusha of the Tzibur start with Kodesh? And the Shliach Tzibur tells us, מקדש ישים חובר יום, כי שם שמקדיש מלפני מועד, כעקוס להם יחד וכל עזר זה ממה. Then, so not like, he's urging them, he's inviting them to say it, like the Malochim. What they say, קודש קודש, so מלא, the ציבור is not allowed to do it. In a ציבור, of course, the Al Minegiz, everybody says, in a ציבור, אם רימים שליח ציבור נקדיש חו, אלו שייסקים ומכוונים למה ששליח ציבו אימאי עד שמגיע לקדושו ועוז אימאי מהציבו קודש. Now, and practically, except for the Taz, everybody agrees with the Psak of the Mechada that the ציבו is not allowed to say נקדישו, because נקדישו, that is for the שליח ציבו, to invite the ציבו, so they can say it. But the Taz is חלק. Now, everybody today says, Nagdishcho, Nikadish Shimcho. But every, so, the Goyim says that this is because the minig is like the Taz. But in Ochaname, according to the Psak of the Mechaber, it's against the Din for the Tzibur to say Nagdishcho. However, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, he says that the Mechaber only answers if one member of the Tzibur will say, Nagdishcho, and the rest of the Tzibur not. So since the Nagdishcho really is an invitation by the Shliach Tzibur to the tzibur to say kedusha, to say kodesh. Some if one does it, teach us. But if all the tzibur does it, the whole tzibur does it, then even according to mechaber, it's not osa. So in other words, according to the goyen, our minig is only true according to the shita of the taz. It's not true according to the shita of the mechaber, and the grosh it is also like the mechaber. But our minig is based upon the shita of the taz. But according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, when the mechaber offers a tzibur to say nadishcha only single members of the tzibur, but if the whole tzibur decide to say nadishcha, then there is no iser even according to mechaber. So according to Rav Shulchan Aruch, our minig is not necessarily based upon the shita of the taz. It conforms to the shita of the mechaber also. Teiv lechaben raglov bisho sheim agdusha im shleach tzibur. In other words, the shita of Rambam is that the tzibur has to stand, but the mechaber doesn't pass on like the Rambam. But bishas dusha, there is a chiyuv of amide for every tzibur, a member of the tzibur. V'yeish liso inayim limorim bisho sheim rindush v'chein minanim gufon v'neisim neisim norets. Now this sounds strange, but it's based upon a medrash rabbi v'shpar shetzav v'shtayim yeifei mikan, the loshon of the medrash tanchume is the medrash tanchume in par shetzav mikan, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned it mikan tiknu lo fal raglov bisho sheim hakodesh. But the Mavron points out that it doesn't mean that he should jump. It's a minigra, according to Mavron, to jump. You know, you'll find some Jews who mamish make you jump. The way one is supposed to do at Kiddush Levone. So that's a Kiddush Levone is the proper thing. Kishayin shani keifeit v'nioch legeavach. But if Shastria to make you jump, no matter, in other words, to raise the foot, the feet, is a minigra according to the Mavron. But what does it mean? Loaf, loaf means he has to raise his goof, but the feet have to stay firmly in the same position, not to raise even one foot is a minigra. But however, Mr. Pura mentions that there are a number of Jews who do it, and not after among the Hasidim, even among the Misnachtim, the old Jews who used to raise their feet at Kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions a number of poskim that if it is no minig in a place where there is no minig, and one starts that minig, so then of course it's a minig ra. But if it is a place where fortunately or unfortunately there is a minig to raise the feet, so then it's not so terrible, it's okay. When the Mavron says minegra, so it's only if in that particular mocking there is no such mineg. So then it's minegra, because what the medrash means, he should raise his body, but the feet should remain standing in the same position. Veinu dabe and loshon of the Ramoi is misnanim gufet v'neis neis minoret. The gufon is neis minoret, not the feet. The feet should remain firm in the same position. Umi shomar sidagdusha ubol bisakneses umotzo tzibur inindusha chiza veinimoem. In other words, it's not, gdusha is not, of course it's a mitzvah to ensagdusha. I mean, it's a mitzvah and sadusha, but even if he was mekayim the mitzvah, he already davened and he answered dusha and everything, but then he happens to be in a place where they davened, let's say another minyan, he davened the first minyan, and then he is learning there during the second minyan. So there is a chiyuv, a special chiyuv, to stand and respond to dusha. Dishleach tzibur sheto. Shliach tzibur sheto vidilik achas mikol habroches. If he skipped the broch, uchshamaskir and he say, yidei alarzel im kemei, and when you remind him, he is able to go back in psychoanalysis. So then you shouldn't tell somebody else to stay in this place, in psychoanalysis. In other words, it's not just an Indian of Nodmo Havere, because he'll be embarrassed. Even if he wants that he should be replaced by somebody else, it's also to be misalek, because Lechatchile, so the same Shelech Tzibur, who started to say the Shmin Etzer B'Gilron, he should finish it. It's not just a question of Nodmo Havere, of embarrassing. Because the same Shlech Tzibur should say the whole Shmin Etzer. Aber in Dilek Birkas HaMalchinim, but suppose the Gemara mentions in Dilek Birkas HaMalchinim, so then we are Mechuyev to Misal HaKisei for the Shmin Etzer Miyad Shema HaPikeres, Shema HaPikeres, maybe it's a need.